Welcome, everybody. I'm Lars Bildsten, the director here at the KITP. Just want to say a few words and then hand it over to the coordinators. So my first question is, for how many of you is this your first time here? Raise your hands high. Wow, okay. Well, glad you found it. I wanted to briefly say what we do, especially since so many of you are new. The KITP is in year, it was founded in 1979, and we do programs. You're here for what we call a conference, and it's important for you to understand our jargon. Programs are 2 to 4 month long events with about 22 to 25 people here, minimum stay hopefully of 3 weeks, except we have allowances for experimentalists who beg off that their lab will collapse if they're away for too long. Nobody's contending that. Okay, good. And these programs come about from you, the community, proposing to work with us and our advisory board to define what a program is, how long it should be, and what the scope is. And so we work hard year-round to identify those programs, identify the coordinators who will be able to pull off the task of bringing people together here for an extended period to do science. And so I would encourage any and all of you who have other ideas for other programs to feel free to, you know, so you can speak with the coordinators who are here. They've most recently been through the experience and they're living it right now, so they can give you positive or negative advice of the challenge they've got. Feel free to speak with me, and if Leon Balance is around, who's a permanent member in Condensed Matter, will probably be around a bit, or anybody else here who's local. And I'm trying to think if any of our advisory board members. No, I don't think there's any advisory board members here. But please do think that through. That's how we function. People ask, you know, I've been director since July 1, and they say, what are your new plans? And I say, we're new every year. We have new programs every year. The scope of what we do is defined by the community working with us. So my grand plan is to keep the ship running as well as it runs. So on that note, parking. So if you don't know how to park, see Jocelyn, if in doubt, is what I'm supposed to say. Okay. Okay, thank you. Right, no roof. So the staff are available the whole time. They're all wearing name badges. Please do wear your badge. That equals food. All of the food which is in the courtyard, at the breaks, lunches, and the two dinners you're having for the conference are part of your registration fee, and for us to be certain that you're getting it, please wear your badge. This time of year, we don't have too many random people trying to take food. During the school year, it can be more of a challenge. Entrance during dinner, so the building gets locked up at 5, so if you come back, if you go for a walk and want to come back and the building's locked, there's an entrance which is a back wooden door at the west edge of the building, which will be open. That's the caterers are going in and out, so you sort of can't miss it once you've seen it. Restrooms are, there's a men's room down this hall, there's a women's room above it, and the same holds over here, except there's both a women and a men's room on this floor. Just down the hall behind you. The wireless access is not written down here, so for those of you who want it, you'll see KITP conf, and the password is airport 123456.
And then it's also
and
down on the light blue sheet.
Okay, so a few things about our conferences. We really do emphasize the time for discussion as being a key thing of what we do here. And so you'll see on the schedule, we distinctly say talks are 30 minutes plus 15 minutes for discussion. We mean that. We've told that to the coordinators. They've transmitted that. I think David Hughes will be the first morning chair. He's going to be the one who sets the example for the whole conference. So if he fails, the conference fails. But it is really important, and I think for those of you who have been to conferences where talks are back-to-back and you're exhausted at the end of the first hour and a half, hopefully you won't have that experience here. So please do keep that in mind. And what that also means is that there are 15 minutes for discussion, so the question might not pop into your head immediately. You actually have 15 minutes to remember it. So I think often it works with a little bit of quiet time, but the session chairs can keep that rolling. You do need to use a microphone, even for the questions. As you know, everything here is online. The talks are being recorded live, more or less, onto the web. And you do want to give your talks at the end of your talk. There should be instructions in your packet about where to send that, PowerPoint or PDF, whatever you have. For those of you who have data you don't want to show, don't put it in there. That happens sometimes to experimentalists who feel a little uncomfortable having some stuff go out online on such short notice. So feel free to just excise something if you don't want it out there. But if you show it in the room, it's kind of already out there.
And then also send an email to Doug Irwin with information about that kind of paper as well. To let him know what you do and do not want on the web. He's very sensitive to that.
Yeah, that's true. So if there's something, right, we don't have a big internet off switch in the room, unfortunately. But. Any questions for me before I hand it off to... Okay, well, I really want to thank the coordinators, Dave Hughes, Anatoly Yorg, and Alessandro, for all the work they've been doing, both for the program and the conference, and I'm going to hand this over to Alessandro.
Thank you, Lars. All right, so welcome everybody. I just wanted to mention, before we start the scientific program, I wanted to mention that on Thursday, we're going to have a memorial session for Adilette, who was one of our long-term participants to the program and one of the conference speakers, and passed away last month. So this is going to be a fully scientific session, but still, it's going to be in memory of him. And with this note, I will just give the microphone to David Hughes, who will start the program.
Okay, here's my first speaker.
So I guess in the spirit of what Lars said, please interrupt the speaker during the talk, as well as discussions at the end, so feel free to just shout out if you have a good question or even a mediocre question during the talk. So the first speaker is Felix Israelyov. Onset of chaos and thermalization in isolated quantum systems of interacting particles, old and new.